Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the 24th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism, question and answer 63. Question 63. Do our good works merit nothing, even though it is God's will to reward them in this life and in that which is to come? The reward comes not of merit, but of grace. In staking out a position of justification by faith alone, and the righteousness of Jesus Christ imputed to us as the only perfect righteousness we need possess before a holy God, the Reformers denied the Roman Catholic supposition that our works can merit the favor of God. This is, after all, the basis for the Roman Catholic doctrines of confession, absolution, and penance. Added to that is what they call acts of supererogation, that is, deeds performed above and beyond what is required by God and used to form a treasury of merit that can be drawn from to help other Christians achieve full remission of temporal punishment for their sins. In opposition to this, the Reformers pointed out that which we confess in question and answer 63, that even our good works merit no reward in and of themselves, either in this life or in the life which is to come. As Dr. Ursinus points out, it does not always follow that where there is a reward, there is merit. Reward can, in fact, be given without being merited. The scriptures call this grace. Grace is free. Grace is unmerited. And the grace of God is boundless. Romans 5, verse 15, the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. Ephesians 2, verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. This grace of God is given regardless of position, station, ethnicity, or nationality. Romans 3, verses 22 through 24. For there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This grace is given to all who believe. This grace is given by a just and merciful God to his people, not by coercion or under duress, not because we have in any way earned it, but freely out of his great love. Paul, in Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 9, expresses it in a way that allows us to glimpse the incredible nature of God's amazing grace, there telling us that we have been saved to the uttermost according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. God has lavished his grace upon us, his glorious grace with which he has blessed us in Christ Jesus, that we might have redemption, forgiveness, and the fullness of salvation unto eternal life. Truly it is sola gratia, by grace alone, that we have been saved. And, contra the Roman Catholics, the only treasury of merit to which we can look is Jesus Christ, the only one who ever did any act of supererogation was Jesus Christ. In Christ we find everything necessary for life and godliness given to us by a gracious God. And apart from Christ, we have nothing and we will find nothing. In ourselves we find nothing. In other saints we find nothing. But in Christ Jesus we find everything. For in Christ Jesus we find the eternal grace of God lavished upon us, that we might rejoice to give thanks and praise to our great God, to whom be glory forever, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.